Since 1998, Rabbi Hasdan has led grade 11 students on a transformative cycling journey from Johannesburg to Durban, spanning 500 to 700 kilometers over several days. What began as a high school activity has now grown into an annual Mandela Day initiative that brings together learners from diverse backgrounds to embody the spirit of Ubuntu, raise funds for educational projects, and forge unity across cultural and religious lines. And with me on the line is Rabbi David Hasdan, who is the dean and former principal of Torah Academy Boys High School. Rabbi, you set out for this year's Psych Alive on Sunday. Yesterday, we spoke to you, I think it was early evening, and you had just arrived in Forks Ross. Where are you now, and how's the day been?
The day's been amazing. Thank you for having us on. We've just entered into Ladysmith. A lot of traffic, afternoon traffic, so it's quite hectic getting into the town. But it's been an exhilarating day, and it's going to end on a big high, which we're about to experience in a few minutes.
Yesterday, when I was chatting with you, you said you think the only thing that people had energy to do was go to sleep. Was that basically what the evening turned out to be in Forks Ross, or was there some energy for some programming?
And I think everyone needed a well-deserved rest after everything.
And you say that now in Ladysmith, there's everyone's in the mood for a great high. Like, what is planned for the evening?
So we're about to visit an orphanage, young South Africans in an orphanage in Ladysmith. And we brought a lot of stationery equipment and presents and gifts and little food supplies. So everyone's going to be exceptionally happy to see us, as they were last year. And it's sharing the cheer and sharing the excitement, as we mentioned last night, that it's wonderful to see teenagers energetic and sometimes energetic about taking, but it's even more beautiful to see the energy being expended in the process of giving and being so happy to be on the side of being able to share and to give. So our bus is loaded with stuff that we packed over the last week. That in itself was an activity. And now we're going to see a lot of cheering, happy faces. We'll sing with them. We'll tell them a story and lift their spirits. And that's going to be the last activity of the day, and then we're going to make our way to rest again.
Rabbi, is it the same charities, the same orphanages that you visit every year? And how do you, or how did you, decide which ones to select?
So sometimes, well, we really plan in advance. But the very first year, 1998, there was a very serious accident that I heard about on the news as we were coming down in Newcastle, where a number of young students were killed in the accident and many were injured. So we veered off and went to the provincial hospital in Newcastle and met with the families and just spent time bringing them drinks and sharing with them in obviously a very traumatic moment in their life. And from that moment, we stayed with that Newcastle hospital for many years to come, until those students actually graduated from school. And then we were looking for a new place, and somehow it comes. This time it is it's called Maroso Orphanage here in Ladysmith. And they're so appreciative, and they're so happy, and we're so happy too.
What time did you set out in the morning? And if you could just paint the picture for us, is it all the students that are on their bicycles, and then you're riding along with others in vehicles alongside them?
Yes, I am. So the day begins very early, at least for the Torah Academy students. We begin our davening, our shachrit, at 6. And we try and get ready for breakfast by 7:15 and be on the road at 8 o'clock. So since 8 o'clock, we've been on the road all the way straight through. And as somebody once wrote in a book, that it's not about the bike, so we're not in any way to be compared to
the Tour de France.
No.
Okay,
exactly.
Okay, I'll put that to the side.
We don't even profess to. We are not cyclists. We are students. We are kids from a school that. So we keep changing the legs afresh every 10, 15 kilometers. But the bike is a medium rather than a process in itself. And every time we get on the bike, we take on the next challenge. And it's really about the interactions, the conversations, the recognition that there is so much that divides people and that we are different in our cultures and languages and religions. But there's a humanity and there's an element of soul and spirit that really speaks to one another. And if one can find that in that space, then one is feeling tremendously strong.
Of course,
and the Soul Academy is so connected to the Rebbe's vision of being connected to soul and being the school for the neshama and recognizing a universal goal of Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach to bring godliness and awareness of God to all the nations of the world, not only to the Jewish people. And this is a Kiddush Hashem, sanctification of Hashem's name, that we're involved in doing something particularly Jewish, but at the same time, particularly involved in the needs of others around us. And that's a wonderful education, because Paul, you can talk in classrooms from today till tomorrow, and you can read texts, and you can say this is what the religion demands, and teach it and talk it. But the way that we really communicate these values is by living it and actually getting out there and doing it. So this is a week in their lives.
Yeah.
They prepared for it, and it has an impact forever on all the students, from Torah Academy and Molot Tzani and from Africa Tikkun, and this year from Torah High, on them because of what they're experiencing. But at the same time, it is an unforgettable experience and a seed that I've seen. There's a legacy now. Since 1998 means that the first participants are in their 40s. Now, we had reunions. Some of them became CAs. Some of them became quite involved in important getting degrees and getting involved in important things in life. They say that the wake-up moment was when they had the PsychoLive event, when they decided that they wanted to be more than just a student in a township that isn't driven to become something much, much bigger.
Rabbi, yesterday when we spoke, you mentioned that unfortunately this year there's no group from Israel. Have you felt that missing?
Yes, very much so. Very much so. I think the guys from Israel always, they brought to them the international element. There was an education, and often our racism, inability to accept one another for our differences comes out of fear, and fear is generated by ignorance. When there is knowledge, there is a much better a possibility of fostering a connection. So the Israelis came and they spoke. They gave us there's something happening on the road. They gave us an understanding of what Israel's about to the kids from Soweto who couldn't even name on the map where exactly Israel is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like when we stand up in the morning, we daven and we pray towards north, and we explain why are we praying in this direction? Why are we looking at a compass to work out in which direction we need to pray? And then we say, well, we're facing Yerushalayim, we face Jerusalem. For the last 3,000 years, Jews have faced Jerusalem when we pray. And in fact, we're the only religion that faces Jerusalem when we pray, and from long before other religions were even founded. And they find this fascinating. They find it absolutely fascinating that this is the reality of the Jewish tradition. So there's learning and there's knowledge. And the Israelis brought a lot of that understanding and knowledge of a bigger perspective. They're missing. And then we have the guys from Cape Town, and they bring what they bring. And then everyone adds. So we're very grateful.
Rabbi, are we going to leave it at there? I hope we can pick up with you again tomorrow on the road, and I'll be asking you, how was your evening in Ladysmith? You're going to spend the evening in Ladysmith?
Yeah, we're going to spend our evening here, and I'd love to share what happens at the orphanage, which we're going to stop at in about 4.5 minutes.
Wonderful. Great, so we'll be thinking of you, and thanks so much for what you do. What a wonderful example. And as you say, the real learning happens outside the classroom. I'm not sure I would have wanted to have done these 700 kilometers to learn, but certainly it has an impact. As you say, the first participants are in their 40s, and they are still affected by this experience. That's Rabbi David Hasdan, the Dean and former principal of Torah Academy Boys High School, bringing us up to date on day 3 of the Psych Alive as they enter Ladysmith, or they're in Ladysmith, and visit an orphanage to bring a busload full of gifts and essentials.